IPA board meeting, December 2nd, 2025, at the Hilton Hotel in Salt Lake City, Utah.
All right, everybody, let's call our IPA Board of Directors meeting for December 2nd to order here. We do only have a couple of open agenda items, and we do have a closed session. First item we have are board chair items. I only have one thing to bring up for everybody. The other day I noticed that down the road in October, we have a board meeting day conflict with UAMPS. Cameron and I spoke about it briefly, so probably at our meeting in February we'll approve a different day or something for that. So
I was curious, because that's a consistent day for us.
They're starting a day early there. They're starting a day early, yeah.
Shouldn't they change theirs?
That's what I thought. Either way, I'm traveling home from vacation that day. All right. Item number two on our agenda today is the discussion of a board vacancy and potential election to fill the board vacancy on an interim basis. That would be for the remainder of today and this month. Mr. Williams was elected earlier today in the membership business meeting, and so I think the appropriate thing here is probably a motion to acknowledge and confirm him as a board member for the remainder of the month. Is that correct? Okay.
I'll make that.
We have a motion by Jason. Is there a second?
I'll second.
A second by Eric. All those in favor of letting Les in? Please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Is there anybody opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimous. Les, welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay, item number three is a potential closed meeting. We'll move on to item number three, in which the board has considered whether to convene a closed meeting. As outlined in the notice, Intermountain Power Agency Board of Directors meeting posted on the Utah Public Notice website on October 31st, about
November 26th.
With respect to this meeting, the board has considered a closed meeting for one or more of the purposes listed on that notice. It appears a closed meeting would involve all the purposes listed. Do we have a motion for the board to convene a closed meeting for the purposes listed in the notice?
So moved.
A motion by Mark. Is there a second?
Second.
A second by Les. We'll do a roll call vote. Michelle?
Nick Tatton.
Aye.
Eric Larson.
Yeah.
Alan Johnson.
Yes.
Mark Montgomery.
Yes.
Joel Eaves.
Yes.
Jason Norland.
Yes.
Les Williams.
Yes.
All right, the motion carries unanimous. We will convene a closed meeting today, Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025, at approximately 1:12 p.m. at the Hilton City Center, 255 Southwest Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84101, for the purpose of the potential closed meeting listed in the notice of the meeting. At this point, we will adjourn the open meeting so the board can convene the closed meeting. We will reconvene the open meeting after the closed meeting at approximately 1:45, Cameron, about 30 minutes, you think?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll address any remaining open meeting agenda items. We'll now ask any member of the public, including any member of the press, which has not been invited by the board to participate in the closed meeting, to please leave. You'll be welcome to join again when the open meeting is reconvened. I think we do have some closed meeting we can let folks back in for on the second half.
Yeah, I think first part is just going to be Board and Eric. Everybody else will leave, and then when you guys are done with the first part, you'll invite us back.
Okay. Okay, the open meeting is now adjourned.